When I realized that this year would be on a Sunday morning, right after Parshas Yisro, the Parsha of the Aseres HaDibros, of Zacharias Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, I figured there couldn't be a more appropriate topic than the topic of Havdalah. Havdalah is a very interesting, multifaceted area. And let's try to get to the bottom of it. We have Havdalah in Tefillah, Havdalah on the coast. The Mishnah in the fifth parak of Meseches Brachos says that Havdalah is to be said in Shmona Esrei. The first opinion, the opinion of the Tanakhama, is the opinion that we follow. Havdalah is recited in Atachonim. In the Bracha of Da'as, the Yerushalmi says, Im ein Da'as Havdalah Minayin. If a person doesn't have knowledge, how is he supposed to differentiate, draw distinctions? And so the Tanakhama holds that the bracha of Havdalah is part of the fourth bracha of Shmona Esrei of Chonin Hadas. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Omra bracha revius bifnei atzma. It's a fourth independent bracha. It's a bracha that comes after Hakel HaKadosh, before Atachonein. It's not part of any other bracha. It stands on its own. That's when it's said in Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Behoda. Rabbi Eliezer says that Havdalah was inserted in Shmona Esrei into the bracha of Modin. The Gemara in Psachim says that the brachos of Havdalah are brachos of Hoda'ah, of thanksgiving. So Rabbi Eliezer feels that it's appropriate that when inserted into Shmona Esrei, it goes into Modin, the bracha of thanksgiving. A three-way machlokes as to the placement of Havdalah in Shmona Esrei. The Gemara is very bewildered. How could there be a machlokes about where Havdalah is in Shmona Esrei? There's no machlokes about Alanisim. There's no machlokes about Yala V'Yavo. Why don't we just figure out where Anshei Knesset Havdalah put Havdalah? Amar le'Reb Shemin Bar Abba number 2, le'Reb Yochanan, Michti, Anshei Knesset Havdalah tiknu lahem li'Yisrael brachos utfilos kedushos v'Havdalos. Nechze heichan tikun. Anshei Knesset Havdalah composed blessings, tfilos, Kiddush, Kiddusha, Havdalah. Why can't we just take a look at where they put it? We have to have a whole disagreement about where Havdalah goes in Shmona Esrei. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan responded, it's not so simple. Bitchila initially kavuha bitfila. Havdalah was put into Shmona Esrei. He'eshiru, there was an economic upturn, the Jews became wealthier. Kavuha al hakos. Anshei Knesset Havdalah took it out of tefillah and put it on a cup of wine, like we say it. He'enu, economic downturn, the Jews became poor again. Chazru v'kavuha b'tefillah. They went back and reinstituted it in tefillah. So Anshei Knesset Havdalah took it. The Mefarshim say it couldn't be a later Bez Din that took it out or put it back in, because you need a Bez Din which is Gadol, Mehemenu, Bechachmo, Veminyan, a greater Bezdin in order to annul a takana of a previous Bezdin. So the Mefarshim say that it was Anshei Knesset Havdalah themselves, and they lasted for a very long time. As a matter of fact, we know that the Knesset in Israel nowadays has 120 members, patterned on the Anshei Knesset, after the Anshei Knesset Havdalah, who had 120 members. Rav Ruvein Margolios, this is an aside, discusses Sanhedrin Hagadol, based in Hagadol and Yerushalayim, is supposed to have 71 members. Where do 120 come from? So Rav Ruvein Margolios suggests that after the return from Gullus Bavel, there was a question as to who exactly should be on the Sanhedrin once the Mesorah was broken during Gullus. And the Chachamim realized, chief among them Ezra, Nehemiah, Zechariah, Haggai, Malachi, they realized that if there's a close vote, let's say a 40 to 30 vote, and there are 20 people who were controversially left off the Beis Din, who were close enough to the 20 junior members of the Beis Din, there could be a real period, a real split in Kal Yisrael. So what Ezra and Nehemiah did was broaden the scope of Sanhedrin, of the Beis Din HaGadol, to include as many people who would arguably could make the Sanhedrin HaGadol. They rounded it off at 120, and then as the members died out, they didn't replace them until they got down to 71. That, says Rav Margolios, explains the Lashon of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Shimon HaTzadik Haya Mishiyorei Knesset HaGdola. He was from the remnant. He was one of the last surviving members. The Rambam, in his introduction to Mishneh Torah, says that Shimon HaTzadik, he received the Mesorah from Ezra Ubeis Dino, and he was part of it, but one of the last surviving members. So Anshei Knesset HaGdola lasted a very long time, from the time of Ezra, the rebuilding of the second Beis HaMikdash, all the way until the time of Shimon HaTzadik. And we know that Shimon HaTzadik actually greeted Alexander the Great in a famous story in the Gemara. So during this time period, Ezra initially, and the Rambam says it was Ezra Ubeis Dino who put Havdalah into Shmona Esrei. Later members of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola put it on the coast. And then the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, when there was an economic downturn, came back and put it back into Tefillah. So obviously, the Mefarshim on the Gemara say, during this period where Havdalah was said only on the coast and not in Tefillah, they forgot where Havdalah belonged in Tefillah, where Ezra had initially put it. Vehem amru, hamavdil b'tefillah tzarech sheyavdil al hakos. And the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, the second time around, said, when they put it back in Tefillah, they said, if you have the means, then say Havdalah al hakos. So here we have a little historical recounting of the way that Havdalah made it in Tefillah and why there is a machlokes. The Gemara later on has the following question. The Gemara, in the meantime, reinforces the idea that if you say Havdalah in Tefillah and Atachonim, you have to repeat Havdalah al hakos, and that's what we all do. Last night, hopefully, we said Atachon Antanu in the fourth bracha of Shmona Esrei, and then afterwards we got home and we recited Havdalah al hakos. The Gemara later wants to know, what about the opposite case? What about somebody who made Havdalah al hakos, and the Marav Minyan in his town was late, and he goes to Marav afterwards, or it's far away, and he drives to Marav after saying Havdalah al hakos? Does he then say Havdalah in Tefillah, or once he said Havdalah al hakos, it's pointless? The Gemara, again in number two, Ibai Lahu, Hamavdil al hakos, Mahu Sheyavdil b'Tefillah. Somebody who said Havdalah on a coast, should he say Havdalah in Shmona Esrei? Amar Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak, Kal v'chomer mitfilah. We can say a kal, if umat tfilah, the ikar takanta hi tfilah, which is the main takana of Havdalah. Amri, they said, have mavdil b'tfilah tzarech sheyavdil al hakos. Somebody who said Havdalah in tfilah, he still has to say Havdalah on hakos, even though tfilah is the ikar Havdalah. So therefore, hamavdil al hakos, the lav ikar takanta hi lo kol shekein. If somebody says Havdalah al hakos, which is not the essential takana, so isn't it a kal v'chomer that he should say Havdalah in Tefillah? Again, Tefillah is the essential takana, the main takana of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. And if you say it in Tefillah, you have to say it al hakos, the secondary takana. So if you said it al hakos, kal v'chomer you have to say it in Tefillah as part of the main takana. The Rashba, the Ritva, the Ra'ah are all over this Gemara. Let's take a step back and think about this. Initially, they put Havdalah in Tefillah. Anshei Knesset HaGdola then, after putting it in Tefillah, when they saw that the Jews became wealthier, they put it al hakos. Doesn't that say to you and to me that their intent all along was to put Havdalah al hakos and the Jews just couldn't afford it? The Ikar Takana is Havdalah al hakos. That was their intention all along. The Jews couldn't afford it, so they put it in Tefillah until they were able to institute Havdalah al hakos, and it could be a gzeira she hatzibur yachol la'amod ba. So now, for total transparency, the Yerushalmi actually has a machlokes whether the ikar takana, the main takana of Havdalah, is in Tefillah or al hakos. But according to the Bavli, this is what it says, and this is clear: the main takana is in Tefillah. That very same Bavli, a few lines before, said that, well, gave us, first they put it in Tefillah, they got wealthier, they put it al hakos, but that would seem that the main takana is al hakos, not in Tefillah. So this is a question that both the Ritva and the Ra'ah ask on this Gemara. If the Ikar takana is Tefillah, so why did they put it al hakos when they got wealthier? They should have just left it in Tefillah. You could say it was the initial takana, it was the last takana, but the Ikar takana, that's very difficult. Another question, that's question number one. Question number two, since when does a mitzvah depend upon how wealthy the Jews are or not? What are we talking about? We're talking about a cup of wine. they didn't have enough money for a cup of wine. Maybe they were very, very poor. But one second. Is the mitzvah of Havdalah mida oraisa or mida rabbanan? The Rambam says, and many Rishonim say, that the mitzvah of Havdalah is mida oraisa. Where is the mitzvah of Havdalah found in the Torah? In yesterday's parsha. In number three, the Rambam in Perek Chavtes Mehilcha Shabbos Halacha Aleph says, mitzvahs aseh min haTorah lekadesh es yom haShabbos bedvarim. There is a positive mitzvah, mida oraisa, to sanctify Shabbos with words. Shenemar zachor es yom haShabbos lekadesho, which means kilomar zochreu zechiras shevach v'kiddush. Mention it with the commemoration of praise and sanctification. When v'tzarech l'zachreyu b'knisaso uvitziaso, you have to mention Shabbos when it comes in and when it goes out. B'knisaso b'kiddush hayom uvitziaso b'havdala, when it comes in through kiddush and when it goes out through havdala. So here you have it, that the mitzvah of havdala is tantamount to kiddush. The same way that there's a chiyuv to say kiddush, and it's a chiyuv de oraisa when Shabbos comes in, there's a chiyuv to say havdalah from the same pasuk of Zachar es Yom HaShabbos Lekadesho when Shabbos goes out. That's havdalah and kiddush in general. What about havdalah al hakos? So here the Rambam in Halacha Vav says, midivrei sofrim lekadesh al hayayin ulahavdil al hayayin. It's midrabanan to say kiddush on wine and to say havdalah on wine. Va'afal pi shehivdil betfila tzarech lahavdil al hakos. Even though you already said Havdalah in Shmona Esrei, it's midrabanan, you still have to say Havdalah al hakos. Ume'achar sheyavdil v'yomar ben kodesh l'chol mutir lo la'asos melacha afal pish lo hivdil al hakos. As long as you said Baruch Hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol, then you can do melacha even though you did not say Havdalah al hakos. Ume'varech al hayayin tchila v'achar kach mekadesh ve'eino yota notal yadav ad sheyikadesh. That's about Kiddush. So the Rambam says clearly, Havdalah and Kiddush are the same mitzvah. They're two bookends of the mitzvah of Zachar es Yom HaShabbos Lekadesho. When Shabbos comes in, you have to mention it, and when Shabbos comes out, you have to mention it in a way of praising and sanctification. The Rabbanan came along and said it's not enough just to mention it, but you have to mention it al hakos. But from this Rambam, is there any distinction between Kiddush and Havdalah? No, it's the same exact mitzvah. So why with Havdalah al hakos it depends whether the Jews had money or not? In Kiddush all along they had to say Kiddush al hakos. There's no distinction. Why is there this distinction? Not only that, but we'll go a step further. The Torah says, based on the Gemara in number 4, but we'll take a look at that Gemara in a moment, the Torah says that if you only have enough wine for Kiddush or Havdalah, what do you use it for? You use it for Havdalah. Why? Because Kiddush, you can be Yotzei al hapas, on the bread. Havdalah, you can't. So therefore, save the wine for Havdalah. So again, this strengthens the question. What do you, when they were poor, it's only in tefillah. When they became wealthy, then it's al hakos. But Kiddush is the same thing all along. What's going on here? Why is there the idea of if they're poor, if they're wealthy? That's question number 2. Question number 3. There are enough Jewish organizations, right? We all get these letters in the mail. Apparently not. The Gemara in Psachim, Kuf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, number 4. Shlosha Minochale Ha'olam Haba. There are 3 people who are among those who inherit the world to come. Eluhain, these are them. Hadar Be'eretz Yisrael, somebody who lives in Eretz Yisrael. V'hamigadel Banav L'talmud Torah. Somebody who raises his children to learn Torah. And number 3, v'hamavdil al hayayin b'motzai shabbaso. Somebody who says Havdalah on wine, not just in tefillah, but on wine, on motzai Shabbos. What does it mean to say Havdalah on wine on motzai Shabbos? This is the line that the Torah uses. Mayhi, what is it? D'mishayir mikidusha la'avdalta. He leaves over wine from Kiddush to Havdalah. So the Mefarshim argue, what does it mean he leaves over? The Torah says if he only has enough for one, others say no. He doesn't, if he has enough for Kiddush, he says on Kiddush. He uses the wine for Kiddush. And then if he has extra wine, instead of using it for Oneg Shabbos, he saves it for Havdalah. Be that as it may, it's clear from this Gemara we need another Jewish organization. We have very fine yeshiva elementary schools and yeshiva high schools to raise our children for Talmud Torah. we have Nefesh B'Nefesh to help people live in Eretz Yisrael, we have to found a new organization, the Wine for Havdalah organization, to make sure that we have enough wine for Havdalah on Motzai Shabbos. This is Olam Haba here. This Gemara is very, very difficult. How can one consider making Havdalah on wine at the same level as somebody who lives in Eretz Yisrael and somebody who raises his children for Talmud Torah? It's very difficult. Not just saying Havdalah, saying Havdalah. So the Hasidic Svarim go wild. You see, you have to make a distinction between Jews and Goyim and Kodesh and Chol. Yeah, but that misses the point. That could be Havdalah and Tefillah as well. It's specifically Havdalah al Hayayin. What's so great about Havdalah al Hayayin? It's a very, very big question. Very, very big question. And we'll end with a fourth question. One last question before we try to answer the first three, and that is, what's the idea of Havdalah altogether? If you look at Hasidic Sfarim, and not so Hasidic Sfarim, actually my Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, in The Warmth and the Light in Parshas Chayisara, speaks about the value of bringing the spirit of Shabbos into the weekday. He says that the Ner Doluk, May Erev Shabbos Le'Erev Shabbos, that was in Sarah's tent, and that was in Rivka Imenu's tent, represented this idea that a person is supposed to bring the Kedusha of Shabbos into the weekdays. Hasidic Sfarim are very big on this, especially about Malav HaMalka, escorting Shabbos right into the week and living with the spirit of Shabbos for the week. Havdalah is the exact opposite of this. Havdalah is saying Shabbos is Shabbos, the week is the week, and we're going to separate and make a fence right in between them. What's going on here? Is it a value to drag Shabbos into the week, to bring the spirit of Shabbos into the week? Or is it a value to separate Shabbos from the rest of the week? Those are the four questions. Number one, if the Ikar Takana was in Tefillah, why did they put it al HaKos when they had the means? Number two, why does Havdalah al HaKos depend upon whether the Jews were wealthy or not? Kiddush doesn't, and Havdalah and Kiddush are the same mitzvah. Why is Havdalah al HaYayin treated or mentioned in the same breath as Megadel Banav LeTalmud Torah and living in Eretz Yisrael? And finally, if Shabbos is supposed to be brought into the week, why is Havdalah there to cut off Shabbos from the rest of the week? Those are the four questions that Be'ezras Hashem will try to answer. If we have more time, then maybe we'll stick in at the end why we use Besamim and Ner and put them specifically in between Bori Priya Gafen and the Bracha of Havdalah. But let's go. The Gemara, right there in Brachos, on Daf Lamed Gimel, Amar Aleph at the bottom, number 5, Boi Minei Reb Chista Mereb Sheshes. Reb Chista asked the Reb Sheshes, Ta'a Bezu Vezu Mahu. What's the halacha if you made a mistake in this one and in that one? So the Mefarshim discussed what this means, Ta'a Bezu Vezu. Amar Lei Reb Sheshes responded, Ta'a Bezu Vezu Chozer LaRosh. If you made a mistake in this one and in that one, you go back to the beginning. What does Ta'a Bezu Vezu mean? You made a mistake in this one and in that one. Says the Rashba, Ta'a Bezu Vezu, Pirish Kigon Shelo Hivdil B'Tfila V'Achal, O Asa Malacha Kodem Shehivdil Al HaKos. It means that you did not say Havdalah in Shemona Esrei, and you ate or you did Malacha before you said Havdalah Al HaKos. Since you made this mistake, you have to go back and daven Shemona Esrei all over again. So once again, if you forgot Atachon Antanu last night, and before you said Havdalah al HaKos, you didn't say Baruch HaMavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, and you got into your car and turned it on, you have to repeat Shemona Esrei, according to the Rashba. Rabbeinu Yonah, however, in number 7, argues. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Ta'a Bezu Vezu, right at the beginning, Mahu, what's the halacha? Amar Lechos Lorosh, you go back to the beginning, Perish Ta'a Velo Hizkir Havdalah B'Tfila. You made a mistake, you forgot to say Atachon Antanu and Shmona Esrei. V'ta'a od she'achal kodem Havdalah. And you made a mistake, and you ate before you said Havdalah al HaKos. So then does Shmona Esrei help? Does it not help? Do you have to repeat it? In that case, you have to repeat it. What's the salient difference between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba? The difference is doing Malacha. They both agree that if you forgot Atachon Antanu, and then you ate before Havdalah al HaKos, you have to repeat Shemona Esrei. However, the Rashba says not only if you ate, but even if you did Malacha after forgetting Atachon Antanu, before saying Avdol Alakos, you have to go back and say Shmona Esrei again. According to the Ritva and Rabbeinu Yonah, you don't have to. It's only if you eat. The Rashba, I understand. But where does the Rabbeinu Yonah get off drawing this distinction between eating and doing malacha? If you do malacha, it should just be like eating before Havdal Alakos, and you should have to repeat Shmona Esrei. If there's a knas for eating, there should be a knas for doing malacha, that you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. And the truth is, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbeinu Yonah. That's how we paskin. If you forgot Atachan Antano and you got into your car, you don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei. You just say Havdal Alakos. However, if you forgot Atachan Antano and you went home, and before saying Havdal Alakos, you drank anything but water or ate anything, you have to go back and repeat Shmona Esrei. That's how we paskin. The question is, why is there this distinction? So the Asher L'Shlomo, Reb Shlomo Berman Zatzal, who's a Rashiva of Panovich, he said, you see, there's a basic distinction between eating before Havdalah and doing Malacha before Havdalah Lakos. The prohibition against doing malacha before Havdalah Lakos is just a prohibition so that you don't come to forget to say Havdalah Lakos. However, the Isur Achila before saying Havdalah Lakos is an Isur Be'etzem to Havdalah Lakos. It contradicts Havdalah Lakos in its essence. But he doesn't explain what that means. What does it mean? Rav Soloveitchik does explain what it means, but let's get a running start on what Rav Soloveitchik says. Rav Soloveitchik quotes the Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara in Psachim is on Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. If somebody does not say Havdalah on Motzai Shabbos, what's the latest time for Havdalah? So Mishalo Hivdil Motzai Shabbos in number 8, Mavdil V'holich Kol HaShabbos Kulo. He can say Havdalah the entire week. The entire week. Amemar Pasach Lala Hashmait said the Rava Bahailishna. Amemar said it a little bit differently. Amar Rava Hilchisa Ta'am Mekadesh, Ta'am Mavdil. If you ate before saying Kiddush on Friday night, you can still say Kiddush. If you ate before saying Havdalah, you can still say Havdalah. Mishalo Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, Mekadesh Rolech Kol Yom Kulo. If you did not say Kiddush Friday night, you say Kiddush the entire day. Let's say somebody fell asleep before Shabbos and he woke up on Shabbos morning. So what does he do about Kiddush? Did he miss it? No, he says the bracha of Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvasav V'Ratzavanu Shabbos Kacho. On Shabbos morning, he can say that the whole day if he hadn't said it Friday night. And then he goes on to say, Mishalo Hivdil B'Motzai Shabbos, Mavdil V'Holich Kol Hayom Kulo. If he did not say Havdalah on Motzai Shabbos, he can say Havdalah the entire day. So here we have a machlokes in the Gemara. One opinion is the latest time for Havdalah is sundown on Sunday night. And one opinion in the Gemara is the latest time for Havdalah is, well, the whole week. But the Gemara limits that. The Gemara goes on and says that Havdalah doesn't go the whole week because Wednesday is already a preparation for the next Shabbos. And rather, Havdalah goes, according to this opinion, until Tuesday night sundown. So we have a basic disagreement in the Gemara. Two Lashonos, two versions of a statement of Rava in the Gemara. One says the latest time for Havdalah is the end of Sunday, the halachic end of Sunday. And one says the latest time for Havdalah is the halachic end of Tuesday. The question is, how do we paskin? Rishonim are split. Some Rishonim, the Gaonim, the Rif, the Bahag say, all we have is till Sunday night. So if you didn't say Havdalah last night, you can definitely say Havdalah today, just no Besamim and no Ner, that's only on Motzai Shabbos. But you can still take a, well, if they had grape juice outside, you can take a cup of grape juice, or Shlomo Zalman Orbach says you can use orange juice, and you say Shehakol, and then the bracha of Hamavdil. According to most, however, and this is how we paskin, the Shulchan Aruch, you can say Havdalah until Tuesday night. Until Tuesday night. So aside from the obvious difference as to the latest time for Havdalah, there's another nafkamina, there's another practical difference between these two opinions. And that is, well, this past year, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Motzai Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, do you say Havdalah on Sunday night? Tosfos says that question hinges on this machlokes. If you say that Havdalah is only till the end of Sunday, forget about it. There's no Havdalah on Sunday night. Tosa says, however, if Havdalah can be said until Tuesday night, then you do say Havdalah when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday. That is what Tosa says. However, the Ran quotes two different opinions. In number 9, the Ran quotes the Ramban, which is in Torah Sa'adam, and the Ran also quotes the Bahag. The Baal Halachos Gedolo says, like the other Gaonim, that you can only say Havdalah on Sunday. And yet the Bahag says that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Motzai Shabbos on Sunday, you can say Havdalah on Sunday night. Meaning, even though you can only say Havdalah on Sunday, when Tisha B'Av is Sunday, you can say Havdalah Motzai Tisha B'Av, which is what we do. We say Havdalah Motzai Tisha B'Av. The Ramban, however, takes issue with the Bahag, and the Ramban says, even according to the one who says you could say Havdalah all the way until Tuesday night, still, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, there's no Havdalah Motzai Tisha B'Av. That's how the Ramban paskins. No Havdalah Motzai Tisha B'Av when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday. And in effect, there is no Havdalah on Motzai Shabbos in a year when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday. On that Motzai Shabbos, Shabbos Chazon, when Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, there's no Havdalah according to the Ramban. So we have the two extremes. Tosis is in the middle. If you hold Havdalah is Sunday, no Havdalah. If you hold Havdalah is until Tuesday, yes, Havdalah on Motzai Tisha B'Av on Sunday night. And the Bahagu says, no, even though Havdalah is normally only on Sunday, when Tisha B'Av is Sunday, you say Havdalah on Sunday night. The Ramban says that when Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, even though you can normally say Havdalah until Tuesday, still there is no Havdalah on Sunday night. And the Ramban says, I'll prove it to you. This is exactly the same case as an Onein, somebody who, Rachmana Litzlan, loses a relative right when Shabbos goes out. Right before Shabbos goes out, one of the closest relatives, before Avelo sets in, he's an Onein. He's pater from all mitzvos. And let's say the burial takes place on Sunday afternoon, or on Monday, does he say Havdalah then? The halacha is an Onein does not say Havdalah then, says the Ramban, because he's exempt when the chiyuv of Havdalah kicks in on Motzai Shabbos. That's what the Ramban says. Rav Soloveitchik asks, what's the Ramban talking about? He's trying to compare apples and oranges. In the case of an Onein, the Onein is exempt from all mitzvos and memela, he's exempt from Havdalah on Motzai Shabbos. He's putter. So on Sunday, after he finishes, he was exempt Motzai Shabbos, the Ikar Chiyuv. So on Sunday, which is Tashlum, and then he's putter. However, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, he's not exempt from Havdalah. He's chayiv in Havdalah. He just practically can't make Havdalah because he can't drink the wine because it's Tisha B'Av. As a matter of fact, many years ago, Rabbi Meir Twersky mentioned, I was in the shir in 11th grade, this goes back to 1985, he mentioned that he heard from Rav Gershon Zak Zatzal that he was present when the Briska Rav, Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim had an interesting shita about not fasting on any Derabbanan fasts nowadays because we're all weak. The Briska Rav was motzi him, Rav Gershon Zaks, in Havdalah on Motzai Shabbos of Tisha B'Av. He made Havdalah for himself because he was going to eat on Tisha B'Av. Okay, Rabbi Twersky called it a Brisker idiosyncrasy, maybe, but in any case, there is a chiyuv to say Havdalah on Tisha B'Av. It's just that we who fast can't say Havdalah practically. But it doesn't mean there's an exemption from Havdalah. How does the Ramban compare this to Onein, where there's an exemption? It doesn't make sense, says Rav Soloveitchik. To answer the question, Rav Soloveitchik says, one second, there's a Gemara in number 11, in Psachim Kuvav Amid Beis, where we have a machlokas. We mentioned it briefly, the Gemara mentioned it briefly in number 8 on Kuf Zayin Amid Aleph, that's the conclusion of this Gemara. But here the Gemara has a machlokas. Amar Rabuna Amar Rav, Ta Meino Mekadesh. Somebody who ate before saying Kiddush on Friday night cannot say Kiddush. He lost it. Bon Minei Rav Chana Bar Chinina Amei Ravuna Ta Amau Sheyavdil. What's the case if somebody eats before Havdalah on Motzai Shabbos? Amar Lei, Ani Omer Ta'am Mavdil. I say that somebody who ate can say Havdalah still. Rav Asi Amar, Rav Asi says, Tom Einam Havdalah. No, once you ate, you blew it. You can't say Havdalah anymore. Story time. Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Ikla Lebei Rav Asi. Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba visited to Rav Asi, who remember said that if you eat something, you can't make Havdalah. Ishbali Vitai Midi. Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba forgot, and he ate something before saying Havdalah. Havule Kasav Avdil. Rav Asi brought him a kos anyway, and he said Havdalah. Poof, right in the face of his balabais, who paskins no Havdalah. Well, Rav Asi's Rebbetzin wasn't going to let this pass. Amr Le Debidhu. His wife said to him, to Rav Asi, V'amarlo Avid Hachi, the master doesn't do this. If you eat by accident, you don't say Havdalah afterwards. Amr Le Shavke, leave him alone. Kirabe Sivirale, he holds like his Rebbe. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Amr Shmuel, Tam Eino Makadish, Tam Eino Mavdil. That's how we paskin. Once you eat, you don't say Havdalah like Rav Asi. V'Rabba Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel, Tam Makadish, Tam Mavdil, and that's how we paskin. If you forgot and you ate, you say Kiddush on Friday night. If you forgot and you ate, you say Havdalah on Motzai Shabbos. There's a machlokes, we paskin that you say Havdalah anyway. There's an iser to eat before davening every morning. Before Shacharis, there's an iser achila, the Gemara in Brachos talks about it. Does the Gemara ever entertain the Havamina or Havaman the Amar that if you ate, maybe you don't daven? No! Why is Havdalah any different? Why is there somebody who said that if you ate, you lost Havdalah? And there's a machlokes about it, and we entertain that notion. At the end, we paskin not that way. But why is this? Says Rav Soloveitchik, you see from here clearly that not eating before Havdalah is not like not doing Malacha before Havdalah. It's not like not eating before davening. It's in a different category. Why? Says Rav Soloveitchik, it's very clear. Havdalah al Hakos is ending, is concluding which aspect of Shabbos? The aspect of Se'udos Shabbos. The aspect of eating the three Se'udos, Shalosh Se'udos on Shabbos. Anything you eat before Havdalah, it's an Achila of Shabbos. Havdalah al Hakos separates an Achila of Shabbos from the Achila of the weekday. You can continue. The Gemara says, that's the Gemara we skipped in number 10. Unlike with Friday night Kiddush, where as soon as it gets dark, you have to stop a meal that you're eating and cover over the challah poris mapo makadesh and say Kiddush, with Havdalah, you can, as long as you started the meal while it was still Shabbos, it's still defined halachically as Suda Shabbos, you can drag it into the nighttime, the shalashudas can go late, and then you bench, and then you have to, but you can't eat after that, and then you say Havdalah. But to begin to eat before Havdalah, that contradicts the whole point of Havdalah al Hakos. Havdalah al Hakos is separating between Suda Shabbos, Achila Shel Shabbos, and Suda Shel Chol, Achila Shel Chol. If you ate an Achila Shel Chol before you said Havdalah because you started after Shabbos, that defeats the whole point of Havdalah. Ah, it defeats the whole point of Havdalah, so maybe we shouldn't say it. Maybe there's no point. Ta'am Eino Mavdil. We paskin at the end. That even so, even though you contradicted the very nature of Havdalah, however, we paskin that you can still say Havdalah. But now we can understand what the Asher L'Shlomo meant. The distinction that Rabbeinu Yonah draws between doing Malacha before Havdalah Al-Kos, if you forget Havdalah and Shmona Esrei, and eating before Havdalah Al-Kos, if you forget Havdalah and Shmona Esrei. In other words, if you did malacha, says Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shulchan Aruch, we're not going to fine you that you're going to have to go repeat Shmona Esrei, because after all, now you're remembering to do Havdalah al Hakos. And the Isser Malacha is only so you don't get caught up and forget to do Havdalah al Hakos. It is similar to the Isser of doing malacha in the morning before Shacharis, getting involved in something that is all-consuming. But in terms of the Isser Achila before Havdalah, that's different. That contradicts the very nature of Havdalah al Hakos, because Havdalah al Hakos is separating between the Achila Shel Shabbos and Achila Shel Chol, and since you contradicted the very nature of Havdalah al Hakos without saying any Havdalah, no. We're going to go back to the beginning. Chazal finds you, and you have to say Shmona Esrei again. So that's why Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ritva, and the Shulchan Aruch draw that distinction, and that's why there's a Hava Amina, that Tom Eino Mavdil. Rav Soloveitchik now comes back and he explains the Ramban. He says, the Ramban, once again, let's remind ourselves, he holds that even if you can say Havdalah until Tuesday, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, there is no Havdalah Motzai Tisha B'Av. Why? Because it's similar to a case of an Onain. An Onain on Motzai Shabbos is pater from Havdalah on Sunday. Rav Soloveitchik asked, but it's very different than Onain. An Onain is exempt from Havdalah, whereas on Tisha B'Av, we're not exempt, we're chayv in Havdalah, we just practically cannot say Havdalah Lakos. Says Rav Soloveitchik, no. And this is in Harei Kedem. It's not on the list. Rav Soloveitchik says, no, according to the Ramban, since the mitzvah of Havdalah al HaKos is to end the sudos of Shabbos, there's only, the chiv only kicks in to say Havdalah al HaKos where the day after Shabbos is a yom hashayach la'achila. But if the day after Shabbos has no shaychus, it's not appropriate to eat on that day, then the obligation to say Havdalah never kicks in, and Mamela, you're exempt from Havdalah the same way an Onain is exempt from Havdalah. In other words, Tisha B'Av doesn't only prevent you from practically saying Havdalah, Tisha B'Av knocks out, Tisha B'Av on Motzei Shabbos, since you can't eat, knocks out the whole obligation of saying Havdalah and exempts you from Havdalah. So that's how Rav Soloveitchik answers these questions. Beautiful. What does that have to do with us and the economic situation in Havdalah? Let's think for a moment. Where does the Chiyuv Shalosh Se'udos on Shabbos, of Achila on Shabbos, come from? So it could be according to the Yerayim, it could be there's an independent mitzvah, and maybe even Shalosh Se'udos might even be Mida Oraisa, because it says Hayom three times in the Pasuk of the Mon a couple of weeks ago. But that's in terms of Shalosh Sudos. The Or Zeruah argues, and he says it's definitely not the Oraisa, and the Chiv of Shalosh Sudos is a continuation or a division of the obligation of Oneg Shabbos, which is not a Chiv Mida Oraisa, it's not even a Chiv Mida Rabbanan, it is a Chiv Midivrei Kabbalah. That's not a mystical Chiv, it's a Chiv from Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Where does it say in the Vim? It says V'karasa LaShabbos Oneg in Sefer Yishayahu. V'karasa LaShabbos Oneg tells us there's a chiyuv of, there is an obligation of Oneg Shabbos even outside of the pseudo Shabbos. If somebody has food that he likes to eat and he eats it on Shabbos, he is mekayim the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. The Rambam goes as far to say in Perek Lamed Halacha Zayin of Hilcha Shabbos number 12. That Oneg is primarily related to eating. Yes, there are other subjective forms of Oneg Shabbos, of enjoying Shabbos, but it's primarily, if you take a look, it's primarily relates to eating. So when Rav Soloveitchik says that Havdalah al HaKos ends Se'udo Shabbos, what he's really saying is that it ends Oneg Shabbos. It ends Oneg Shabbos. Now this Torah of Rav Soloveitchik, he actually said in the Yartzeit Drasha. And aside from Harei Kedem, it also appears in Shurim Lezecher Abba Mari. And he says, if you ask me, so why is there Havdalah al HaKos on Motzei Yom Kippur? He says, not a good question. Why? Because maybe there's no Oneg, but there is a mitzvah of Kavod from the same Psukim in Yishayahu of Yom Kippur also. We're supposed to dress up. My father told me he always loved walking to Shul on Erev Yom Kippur on the Lower East Side. And all the neighbors would all love just to watch the Jews walking to shul in the three-piece suits and their white canvas sneakers. But I guess nowadays you can get black Crocs, so it's okay. But in any case, it ends not only Oneg, but it ends Kavod. But what do we get out of Rav Soloveitchik? We get out of his Torah that when it comes to Havdalah al HaKos, the main point of Havdalah al HaKos is to end the Achila Shel Shabbos, to end the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. Now the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos is a very, very dangerous mitzvah. Why is that? So the Vilna Gaon said, this is not on the Maromakomos, it's a little bit of a hard to get sefer. The Vilna Gaon said, very often it says, that there's a mitzvah on Shabbos to enjoy oneself with eating and drinking, and there's a mitzvah to learn on Shabbos. Which should take precedence, the eating and drinking or the learning? Well, it's the Vilna Gaon, so I think you figured out the answer already. The Vilna Gaon says, V'tov yoser sheyarbe b'limudo miba'achila ushesia. Better learn than eat or drink. Why? Because shehergel halimud ya'ase teva etzlo v'yilmo gam b'chol. Because normally learning, if you learn, it'll become second nature. And you learn also during the week. V'halimud tamid mitzvahu. And learning is always a mitzvah. Shabbos, weekday, it's all good. V'achila Shabbos tigra lo tavas achila gam kein af b'chol. But eating on Shabbos will drag after it the desire to eat even during the weekday, and that's not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to eat during the weekday. The Chazon Ish also didn't make it to the Maror Makomos, but the Pella Yoetz, should be Yoetz, is just as good. In number 13, he says, the same way that there is a mitzvah to enjoy oneself on Shabbos, right? Not to enjoy Shabbos, enjoy oneself, the hit aneg, the Shabbos. There is the same mitzvah not to enjoy oneself and run after physical, material, specifically food, desires during the weekday. And he says, he goes on to say, that the oneg of Shabbos during the weekday, you reverse the letters, and the oneg becomes nega. It becomes a problem. The Chazon Ish says, in his Kobetz Igros, Chelek Aleph Simen Chaf, Lizahir ma'od ma'od me'achilas tanu. The person has to be very, very careful. He says, because it's the avi avos hatuma in terms of ma'akfim es halimud. It's something that prevents one from learning. And he quotes the Medrash mentioned by the Gemara in Ksuvas Kuf Dalet Amid Aleph, ad she'odam ispalol she'ikansu divrei Torah letoch gufo, yispalol she'lo yikansu ma'adanim letoch gufo. Before a person davens that words of Torah should go into his body, he should pray that all kinds of delights, all kinds of culinary pleasures don't go into his body. Now we can understand the idea of Havdalah. Yes, we're supposed to draw the Kedusha, the Ruchnius, the spirituality of Shabbos into the week, but the idea of Oneg, of enjoying oneself, we're absolutely supposed to stop on Motzai Shabbos. And that's emphasized by Havdalah. That's what we're stopping. We're stopping the Oneg. Yes? Oh, that's a very good question. Excellent. What about Malav Malka? Isn't there an idea of Malav Malka? If you look carefully at the halachas of Malav Malka, you'll see that there's more of an idea of being ma'arich shulchan, of setting up the table, than actually eating. It's very interesting. You don't find that in the Sudos of Shabbos, only in Malav Malka. In any case, let's get back to the case at hand. In other words, the spirit of Shabbos, of Ruchnius, represented by the Ner Dolok Meir of Shabbos, Ler of Shabbos, that's Ruchani, that's supposed to take place during the week also. But the pursuit of Ta'anug, which on Shabbos is not neutral, but it's a mitzvah, it's actual holiness, during the weekday is something that prevents us from holiness. I don't know of any other case where, on the one hand, that something is a mitzvah, and a little bit later, that same thing which is a mitzvah is very destructive. It's here it's productive spiritually, and here it's destructive spiritually. And Chazal had to make Havdalah to emphasize this. But now we can answer the questions. When did they have to institute Havdalah al-Hakos? Remember, it's Havdalah al-Hakos on Ayayin. Only when the Jews could pursue Ta'anugim. When is that? Only when they had the wherewithal, he'eshiru, when they became wealthy, then they had enough to, and that kind of lifestyle can lead one to pursue ta'anugim, to pursue the delights of olam hazeh, as opposed to pursuing Torah and mitzvos and ma'asim tovim. Not that you can't have both, but to love and pursue, you have to pursue once. And as the Chovos HaLevavos says in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, in Perek Gimel, Os, Chaf, Hey, in the 25th way, he says, there are two loves, which are like competing wives. Back in the day when a person could have two wives, the love of Olam Hazeh and the love of Olam Haba. And you can't love both, there has to be love of one and not the other, and make sure it's Olam Haba. That's exactly what Havdalah is telling us. So there was, Chazal didn't have to institute Havdalah al HaKos until Ha'ashiru. When it was Kiddush, there always was al HaKos. Havdalah al HaKos only became necessary when the Jews became wealthy and had the wherewithal to pursue Ta'anugim. Ah, now we can understand the Bavli. Why does it say the Ikar Takana is Havdalah b'tfilah? It seems like the Ikar Takana is Havdalah al HaKos. When they had the means, they instituted al HaKos. No, it's not that they wanted to institute Havdalah al HaKos and they couldn't do it until the Jews got wealthy. They didn't need to institute Havdalah al HaKos. It wasn't that was their goal. Their goal was Havdalah in Tefillah, which separates between Isser Malacha and Heter Malacha, between Menucha of Shabbos and the doing work, creative work of the week. That's the goal. Ah, when Ta'anugim came into the picture, when Ta'anug could be a Sakana during the week, then they saw it necessary to institute Havdalah al HaKos as well. That's the idea. The Iker Takana is in Tefillah and not Al HaKos. This is new. I didn't see this anywhere, but I think it's MS. It rings true because the Gemara, it's so interesting. The Gemara says that in Havdalah Al HaKos, you have to say in between, either between 3 and 7 Havdalos. 7 times in the Torah does it talk about separating between light and darkness, between the upper waters, the lower waters, between Kohanim and Levim and Yisraelim. The minimum, we say the minimum 3. Amavdil bein kodesh l'chol, bein or l'choshech, bein Yisrael l'amim. And then, me'ein hachasima, we add, bein yom ha'shvi l'sheishas yimei ha'maaseh. But it says that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi only said 1. Amavdil bein kodesh l'chol. It also says, binan shel kedoshim, and it tells you who that is in the Gemara in Pesachim, only said 1. Why was he called binan shel kedoshim? Because he never looked at the tzura on Azuz. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is the one who lifted up his 10 fingers before he died and said, I was never nehene from Olam Haba. Benan Shel Kedoshim didn't look at money. Those people only need to say 1 Havdalah. Why? Because Havdalah al-Hakos is to separate between the Tanug of Shabbos and no Tanugim of the weekday. They didn't need to say a lot of Havdalahs because they were Kadosh, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. In any case, I think this is MS La'amito. That's why it depended. Havdalah al HaKos depended upon the Jews getting wealthy. That's when the need for Havdalah al HaKos kicked in. And that is why the Iker Takana is really in Tefillah. Now let's answer the last question. Do we need that extra organization? The Nefesh B'Nefesh and the Yeshivos, Hadar B'Eretz Yisrael is Minochalei Olam Haba. And somebody who raises his children for Talmud Torah is Minochalei Olam Haba. The question is, what is Havdalah al-Hayayin doing in that Gemara? And why does it say in the Gemara, somebody who leaves over the Yayin from Kiddush for Havdalah, he's a Ben Olam Haba? The idea is as follows. The idea is that Havdalah al-Hayayin, again, is the realization that Hayom la'asosam u'machar l'kabel scharam. It's the realization Havdalah al-Hakos is saying to us, that Shabbos is not the real world. I know a lot of guys come to Eretz Yisrael and then it's time to get back after a year or two to go back to the real world. Well, it's the same thing with Shabbos. You come into Shabbos, it's not the real world. It's not Olam Hazeh. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. It's the Olam of Gemul. It's the Olam of Menucha, the Olam of Oneg. Now we go from the Shabbos into the weekday. It's to the week of work. The Gemara in Erevin says, Misha tarach be'erev Shabbos, hu yochal be'Shabbos. Misha lo tarach be'erev Shabbos, somebody works hard during the week on Erev Shabbos, he'll have what's put away for Olam Haba. Torah masim tovim. Somebody doesn't work, he's Havdalah al HaKos. Havdalah al HaYayin is here to remind us that Hayom la'asosam v'amachar l'kabel sarum. That Misha tarach be'erev Shabbos, hu yochal be'Shabbos. Don't pursue pleasures. Don't pursue the taking, pursue the giving, pursue the hard work, the malacha during the week. It reminds us that hayom katzar v'hamalacha meruba, that the day is short, and there's a lot of work. The day of the sheshes yimei ha'maseh of olam hazeh, that's short, and there's a lot of work, and we have to do it and not focus on pursuing the physical pleasures. That's what Havdalah says. What does Havdalah al-Hayayin say? Havdalah al-Hayayin says, V'yayin yisamach levav enosh, says the Sefer Chassidim. That's why, according to this Gemara, you need yayin for Havdalah. You have to pursue spirituality, not because I have to do it, but I don't enjoy doing it. No, you have to look for fulfillment and happiness in the spirituality, in the giving, in the Torah and Masim Tovim, not in the taking, not in the physical pleasures. Don't let the oneg become nega. But you have to leave it over from Kiddush. Meaning the same happiness that introduces Shabbos, that introduces pursuing oneg, physical pleasures, because Shabbos is on such a high level, it makes the physical into the spiritual, we have to pursue spirituality, not, I'm doing it because I have to do it lishma, but not happily. The Eglei Tal, the Avnei Nezer, the Sachet Shavar, in his introduction to Eglei Tal, says many people make the mistake and think that when you're learning Torah, you're supposed to learn lishma without happiness, of a svara, of thinking it through. He says the exact opposite. No, simchas haTorah, that is Torah lishma, because when you're happy and you learn and you get pleasure from the learning, you learn more, you learn better, you'll become one with the Torah. In other words, havdol alakos, you have to leave yayin over from Kiddush, you have to leave that happiness over from pursuing the physicality to pursuing the spirituality. This will bring fulfillment, this will bring happiness. Okay, we have an extra minute, so let's go. Why do we put the besamim and the ner, and in that order, in between the borei pri agafen and the hamavdil ben kodesh lechol? If you look at number 15, 16, and 17, you'll see that the point of the besamim is to compensate for the lack of the neshama yaseira. The neshama yaseira leaves, and Rashi says that's why you can eat so much on Shabbos. What that means is Shabbos is so spiritual because of the neshama yaseira that even your physical eating, the nefesh is not chutzpah. It's spiritual. It doesn't hurt you spiritually on the eating on Shabbos itself. The problem, the Gra said, it'll get drawn into the week. But what is clear is that smell of besamim is not a physical pleasure. In number 18, the Gemara in Brachos says, Ezeu davar shenashama nehenes mimenu ve'ein haguf nehena mimenu have omer ze hareyach. Reyach is a more spiritual pleasure than physical pleasure. And looking at the light, the ner, the or, that's an even more removed pleasure from physicality, from the material. We know that a person can charge you for living in a house if you didn't get permission because you got a certain pleasure. But from looking at somebody else's beautiful waterfall, he can't say, okay, now I'm charging you. No, he can't charge you for that because all you got was the pleasure of looking. That's not at that level. The or was created Motzai Shabbos with Da'as, which is already a spiritual level. So basically what putting the besamim and the ner, which are only on Motzai Shabbos in the middle of Havdalah of Al-Hakos, is telling us that the correct way to step away from the pursuit of physical pleasures is not go from one extreme to the other extreme all at once. That never works. It's step after step. Go from the ta'anug of achila, take a step down to the ta'anug, which is a ta'anug for the neshama, not for the guf, which is the besamim, and then take a step away to the hana from the ner. Now we're ready to say the havdalah, and we're ready to move to only spiritual pleasures, the pleasure that comes from the hard work, from the malacha, from the avodas Hashem of pursuing purely spirituality during the week. Thank you very much.